We all make mistakes. For instance, today you're listening to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Yo.
Out of this world.
No, I never found it here.
Hocus Pocus.
Cliff and Kendall.
This is the show.
Don't got nothing for that one, Kendall. Cookies.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready for cookies, Cliff.
Cookies.
You got some?
Cookies. I wish I had cookies.
Oh, well, I just happened to bring four plates.
Oh, there you go.
In honor of.
Where have you been hiding those?
You don't want to know.
Oh.
Don't ask.
Don't ask, don't tell. I'm Cliff, and this is Kendall, and we're an internet talk show / radio filler program on Ride 99 at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Ride
99. Do you think if people are listening live at 4 a.m. Sunday morning in Busheltown, do you think they're coming home or getting up to plow?
Okay, you have to...
Or to make biscuits.
Amend your question. Do you mean they're listening at 4 a.m. or they have their radio on?
The radio... The radio's on and the knob is broken.
Then yes. Okay. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning. And people who are stuck down in Wales, who are being held in other people's basements against their will, growing up their whole lives.
Stay strong.
Like that Room movie. Isn't that what that was about? Yeah. I didn't see it. It sounds too depressing. But
it was.
Sounds awful. But anyway, I like to think we could brighten those people's lives.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for. And so I thought, what better way? And listeners are saying, who better to do this?
Mm-hmm. Finally.
To salute cookies. I gotta salute them.
I salute them every day, but today is extra special.
If there's anything that has given my life more meaning and love and happiness than cookies.
We're doing this episode on cookies this week. Yeah. And we're in Helsinki, Finland. We're getting to try some really interesting cookies from here as well.
I know. We're at the Helsinki Cookie Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right outside. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Mr. Snodbottom is very strange because they've just come back from this. They came back from one of those like outdoor flea markets, but it was in Helsinki. And I don't know, Kendall, there must have been some kind of language barrier.
They came back from the flea market, and Mrs. Butter 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 turned. She told me that that they bought a boxer. And I was like, you bought a dog? We're on the road. How are you going to take care of a dog? And they're like, no, it's a fighting boxer. And I was like, you're in a dog fight now? Like, what? Long story short, too late.
20 minutes later.
Yeah. And this went on for a while. They bought a human boxer like Rocky.
They didn't, to be specific, they didn't buy him.
Right, well, yes, sorry.
He's not their possession.
That was 20 minutes later when I found out this, too.
Oh, yeah, that was like the second hour of the conversation. I saw it all from the booth. I was in here scrolling through Jake Gyllenhaal pics on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I picked up the gist of it right away, and then I just heard Kendall try to understand Mrs. Putty, but I better turn the rest of it.
Thanks.
But, you know, they bought this boxer's contract accidentally, and there's just no way to get rid of him, except he's got to win this big fight tonight.
It's big.
That's the only way they're going to get money back.
They've been training him and training him. God knows how.
All day.
I don't know. She said she YouTubed some video about training a boxer.
Oh, my. Keep working. Oh, one, two,
I said four reps of those.
One,
four reps.
Four more.
Don't try to trick me and say you've done them. I saw you.
Oh, don't trick her. Oh, she can't be tricked.
Thank you, dear.
Buzz, this boxer, oh my, I think it might be a very wise investment, dear.
I think it's really looking good.
Oh, you know, he's been doing laps around the booth all morning, and I think he's really working up his stamina for tonight, and he's going to get some KOs, dear.
KOs, what are those?
KOs, you know, that's what they call it, because that's the sound it makes when the fist hits the face. KO.
Oh.
And that's when they KO them. Oh, yes. And he's going to get a lot there. I can feel it in my bones.
Careful, I'll KO you, Cliff.
My bowels became very excited. Pardon me, boys.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So, now, this is Potter Butter Butter Churn. You guys are what, just like leading him in calisthenics and stuff?
It goes way beyond that, dear.
Oh, it's much deeper than that, boy.
I'm making not only physically but mentally, dear. I'm making him work hard on mental ability, dear, so he can really get it in the zone, dear. Oh,
Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, she's been giving him a complete makeover from the inside out.
Oh, well, that sounds... Maybe we should have him come in and talk. He doesn't talk.
Oh, okay.
How do you talk to him?
Oh, it's very complicated, but I don't have time to explain it all on the radio.
Well, what's his name, so our listeners, well, our listener, maybe, might tune into this fight?
Oh, his name is Kid Silence, because he never speaks.
Yes, dear, Kid Silence never is going to be a champ.
Oh, he's going to be a big champ in his weight range. Otherwise, you know, you boys couldn't fight him. You'd be in a different weight class.
We're in a way different weight class.
Way different. Thanks for pointing it out.
Dear, I'm so sorry, but I have to go make some egg yolks, dear, to give to him to build up his protein.
He's going to have the yolks. All right. Come around here, boy.
Crockpot, did you bring those eggs?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe somebody could cook up some of those eggs while they're at it.
Kendall, you have got four plates of cookies staring you in the face. I could go for some eggs.
I always like to end my cookies with some eggs.
Cookies with some eggs.
All right, Cliff, I'm going to blow your mind right now.
Blow it.
So.
Blow away.
13.5% of Americans, and I think it's a low number, admit to eating 20 or more chocolate chip cookies at a time. Now, 20 is such a low number.
That is a low number.
I am surprised that that many people eat 20 cookies. Because every time I see anybody else,
it's like,
and I know
it's
we're in public, yeah, they're like, yeah. I don't have a cookie. I don't stop eating cookies until they're gone.
That's what you got to remember. That's in public.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat like I eat alone in front of people.
I like a fool when I'm alone.
Come on.
And one other thing can blow your mind. Blow
me.
Cookies. That cookie monster in the famous Sesame Street eats were not cookies. They were actually rice cakes with brown dots painted on them. Her whole childhood is a lie.
Those probably would crush up a lot better.
Like, I would be so much skinnier if they'd gone the rice cake monster.
No, you wouldn't, fat sack of lard.
No, who am I kidding?
Kendall, shut your cookie hole. Okay. Shortbread cookies are believed to have originated in Scotland.
Oh, good old Scotland.
We should have, we were there, we should have asked about it. That's how Lorna Doone shortbreads got their name.
Lorna Doone.
She's some Scottish woman.
Well, how about that?
I
have lineage going back to Scotland. That must be why I love cookies so much.
Cookies.
That's why I'm fat.
Kendall,
and Scotch.
Kendall, trying to find the roots of your obesity.
I know.
The listeners don't have time.
I know.
They don't have the time. Our website doesn't have the bandwidth.
Crashed.
To investigate that, okay?
All right.
You got to do something to that outside of the show. You got to call Dr. Blathers. Get him.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I know. You haven't talked to him in a few weeks.
I know.
He's been trying to FaceTime.
He's been trying to get his phone to work.
Flop Fig Newton flavors from the 1980s that nobody liked. Remember these? Grape Fig Newtons. I remember. Don't you remember when there was a lot of Fig Newton flavors?
No, I know.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
I guess because my parents were on diets in the 80s. So they
my
had
mother
a lot.
Was not. She's like, here, have some chocolate chip.
But yes, they had grape, cherry, blueberry, and even apple Newtons.
What? I've missed out on all these Newton flavors.
I shit you not.
Well, now I feel like I've really missed out.
You really have. I mean, you have missed out on a lot. I remember cookies from the 80s. I don't know if I ever ate them, but remember there were commercials for Almost Home cookies?
No, I don't think I remember those.
Okay, great.
I would like to hear more about them. Why were they called Almost Home?
I guess it was supposed to be an allusion to like almost homemade.
Oh,
and so
were they good?
Yeah, I mean it was just the best commercials.
My favorite cookies were Soft Batch.
Oh yeah, I loved those. Those used to feel special when you got.
Yeah, they did. Special occasions.
Tell me about your cookie memories.
Until every day was a special occasion with us.
Shit.
My cookie memories. Oh, I got a really good one for you.
Just bring it on me.
All right, you know it. You happen to be over our house. And we're all making cookies.
Uh-huh.
Me, you, and Susan. It was at my mother's kitchen table.
Uh-huh.
And she had this, all these old chairs, and I was 500 pounds. And I and Susan was like kneading the dough or something, and I went to sit down, and I scooted up, and when I put the chair back down, I put it right down Susan's bare foot. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No shoe or anything. And it hurt so bad because I put all my weight down on it that she couldn't say anything or speak. She turned into this silent boxer over here.
Uh-huh.
And all she could think to do was to throw the cookie dough against the wall to like get my attention. So the cookie dough just went and like stuck to the wall.
That's
my favorite cookie memory.
Oh, good. Another one here. Let's see if you remember this commercial. Fiddle play. The Helsinki.
Cookies from Nabisco. The cookies that taste almost homemade.
Look, almost home fudge sandwich cookies.
Almost home?
Yeah, they taste almost homemade.
This cookie is real soft
it's
and chewy.
I mean like a fudge round.
It's great, but I wouldn't call them almost home.
New almost home cookies and 15 delicious varieties.
15 varieties.
What'd you call them? Mine. Yours.
I don't even really understand how the story was playing out there.
It must have been at Fat Camp.
They were at Fat Camp.
And he almost got in trouble for sneaking him in.
A young Cliff and Kendall. But you don't remember, now I don't remember that specific commercial.
I don't remember the commercial.
But I remember other commercials.
Nor do I remember the cookies at all.
Wow.
It must just be, I never had them. I don't know. They don't look like cookies though as much as they look like whoopie pies or something. Like a fudge round, they have like,
oh, boy. Did I hear you say whoopie pie?
No, I'm not.
Oh, don't offer any to a boxer. You know he's trying to train for his big fight tonight.
Oh, dear, are you speaking of whoopie in here again? I told you not to talk about that on the air.
I've
it's
already warned them, dear.
Now, well, talking about whoopie pies, like you know, like fudge rounds used to be and our almost home cookies. I make wonderful homemade cookies, dear. I would never buy something like that at the store.
All right,
oh,
well,
you want to make
hey, you know, I think it looks like your boxer is, like, slacking off.
Dear, get back on the pole, dear.
Work.
All right. So, it's time for a segment.
Yes, it is. Which segment is it?
I don't know.
Fill in the what?
What?
Fill in the blank.
Oh, the blank.
Fill in the blank. Cliff, it's time to play. Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
I got some good blanks for you, Cliff.
Fill in you. All right, me
All right.
too.
Here we go.
Get a load of this blank.
Get a load of it. What kind? Oh, no. Mm-mm. That's
that's not it.
Tell me, and I forget. Teach me, and I remember. Involve me, and I blank.
And I...
Benjamin Franklin.
Shit.
No, Benjamin Franklin did not say, and I shit.
Oh, he probably did at some point.
I'm sure he did. He was human. He said, I learn.
I learn.
Learn.
You learn. All right, Kendo. At the end of every diet, the path curves back toward the blank.
The fat.
The trough. And that was said by Mason Cooley.
Close enough.
Close. That's Kendall's answer to everything. Close enough.
Hey.
You know what I said was like almost something that was a little bit related distantly
hey,
to that.
I grew up in the 80s. Participation awards are all I ever wanted out of life. I didn't need first place.
I didn't even need those. I don't need your awards. Get that shit away from me.
I didn't either. That's why I was telling myself, like, close enough. I don't need your awards.
Kendall, shove it up your blank. Give me a blank.
Shove it up blank. Blank is still with us. But it is up to us to prepare our children for what they have to meet, and hopefully we shall overcome. I'll tell you who said it. Rosa Parks.
Oh, racism.
Yes!
All right. Blank is the best sauce. That's just old proverb.
Honesty.
No.
Unity. Cookies.
Hunger. Kendall's like, hunger? I haven't felt that. In so long, so I just keep shoving it in,
Save a blank for a rainy day, and another in case it doesn't rain. Mae West said that.
Save a boner.
Close enough. A boyfriend.
Oh.
See, close enough.
Close enough, guys. I was so close with that. Well, let's just give it to me.
You got it.
Kendall, a smiling face is half the blank.
Challenge.
Meal. Half the meal. Yeah, smiling face is half the meal. If you were a little bit happier in your life, you probably wouldn't need to eat so much. That's just a Latvian proverb.
Only if there was a cake in the form of a smiling face, I could eat that.
Kendall, there's no love sincerer than the love of blank.
Money.
No.
I'm kidding. Love of
Capitalist
each other.
Capitalist pig.
Food. Oh, I was going to say, or self was going to be next.
I thought you were just a normal pig, but you're a capitalist pig.
I'm a huge capitalist pig.
You're a huge anything. I'll give you that. Just giving it right to you, kiddo.
I'm going
to
take it. I'm going to take a break.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Here you go, sweetie. You know how important it is for your child to eat a healthy breakfast. You know that kids who eat well in the morning perform better in school. But breakfast time is even more beneficial if you're there to share it.
How about some company?
Breakfast is a good time to talk about last night's dreams and today's plans. Kids need more than good food to get going for the day. They need to know someone cares.
Food for thought.
I believe fat people are people too. And you've never heard fat people like this before. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
This is the show. Kick it up,
kick it up, kick it up, kick it up, kick it up, kick it up, kick it up, kick it up.
Just relax. You can't do anything about your life. You are not control.
Welcome back.
Sorry, I just had a cookie.
Kendall, you had the last cookie. I was saving that one for me.
Well, you didn't say that.
I implied
it. How was I supposed to know?
I implied it with a lot of long looks over there at it.
Oh, I see.
I did lick it to mark it.
Oh. Well, a warning could have been nice.
Hello, tickling back in my throat. Big Lukey came out.
God.
But it's okay. It looked like one of the little caramel things.
I wonder what was so chewy.
It was
You've been hanging around Charles too much.
Charles, the contractor. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe the fees we had to pay because he nailed that anti-Nazi sign to our rental car?
No. And then we asked him to take it down. And he ripped it off, and the sucks came off, and it just said Nazi.
It just said Nazi.
And we had to drive back to the rental place because the other party couldn't get down.
Well, I'm proud of myself because I volunteered to hang out the window, and I was like, no, no, doing the no sign so people would know that it was against.
We do thank you for your sacrifice.
You are welcome. Anything.
Got a lot of bugs in your face.
Listen, I had a lot of bugs in my teeth. The ones that were just in my face were the lucky ones, okay? but no, anything to get the anti-Nazi message out.
Yes.
Up to and including hanging outside of the moving
car. We'll do anything.
We'll do anything.
All right. And now back to cookies.
Kendall, now what do you think about Girl Scout cookies?
How long you got?
I got all the time you need.
I think you know how I feel about Girl Scout cookies.
Baby!
And well, I think we've talked about this on the show back in our old college days, as we sat waiting for videos to render on those old ancient computers, we would go through an entire box of Girl Scout cookies.
Which, in fairness, the boxes are not big. Okay? They're not that big. And, okay, here's what I think about Girl Scout cookies. I like the Thin Mints.
Uh-huh.
I think those are good. I think the rest of them are, like, overrated. I feel like they used to be good, and yeah, they're not as good anymore.
Well, they're a little commercial, a little overrated, but I never met a Girl Scout cookie I didn't like.
But I feel like they were better.
I think they were. I mean, I feel like they used to be. I don't know if that was because they were new or that that they were special when we were kids. I don't know. But they definitely used to taste better to me.
Let's get Dr. Blathers to see if he can deconstruct.
Whoopie-dooby-doo.
Whoopie-whoopie-woo. Kendall, there was something I was going to tell you about cookies. What? Was it?
It wasn't that the U.S. leads the world as the biggest cookie bakers and eaters, does it?
I thought it was just us.
Well, that we tipped the scales to the U.S. Recently, it's been other countries.
Now, Kendall, the cookies probably originated in 7th century Persia, which was the first culture to cultivate sugar.
And that is when humanity really took a big step forward.
That was the giant leap for mankind.
It was.
Right there. Now, what I'm really sad about is that there was no Prince of Persia sequel with Jake Gyllenhaal, and so they couldn't tackle the invention of cookies.
Oh, that'd have been great. And they would just have like vats of sugar that he like just jumped and would swim in like Scrooge McDuck.
I'd watch that for 2 hours.
Sugar and Jake Gyllenhaal, your two favorite things.
Product placement? According to the cartoon Mickey's Surprise Party, Mickey Mouse's favorite cookie is a damn Fig Newton.
What? That's a little blasphemous right there.
Bombshell.
Dropping bombs on the show right here, Cliff.
Kendall, did you know you can make it at home? Kendall, the cream filling from an Oreo. It's primarily high fructose corn syrup and vegetable oil.
Yes, that is primarily the two ingredients of everything that we eat.
So just get you a bottle of each.
Well, it was the best-selling cookie of the 20th century.
I love Oreos. People, you don't love them?
No, I do.
Okay.
I prefer Hydrox.
you're a fucking Hydrox man.
No, I've never had Hydrox.
You never have?
No.
Listen to this elitist West Coast bitch. I've never had Hydrox. Of course you've had Hydrox.
No, I haven't.
You've never had Hydrox?
No.
You've never had any kind of off-brand Oreo?
I've had like Paul Newman Oreos.
I've had Oreos with truffle oil PF Chang.
Hey, I mean, like, growing up, like, all I had was, like, just, like, regular Oreo.
Kendall, Oreo. I can't
help you. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
I can't help you anymore this episode, so let's help some other people.
All right, good. If you've got questions, we've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Dear us. Good God.
All right, I'll start us out here, Cliff.
All right.
Somebody's got to start it.
Somebody's got to do it. It's a dirty job, but somebody's gotta do it. Gotta get to it. Somebody's gotta do it.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I was recently in trouble for saying I didn't eat Hydrox cookies. No, I'm kidding. I'm a 28-year-old.
You're not in trouble.
I this first thing in my head.
I think we need a lie detector in here.
A lie detector. I'm a 28-year-old female. I recently married the most amazing man in the world, Jeremy.
See, I think the lie detector might not even pick up on I'm a 28-year-old female.
That's the first thought you would say. Yeah.
But when you got to the part of, oh no, I'm the Oreo for me, then it would definitely pick up. Anyway, I just want to say I'm done with that. Let's bury it.
We connect, communicate, understand, and love everything about each other.
Don't we, though? I don't even know what we're doing, but that was such a beautiful...
Why do I try to do this anymore?
Okay, hit me.
This woman is in desperate need of help, Cliff.
Okay, quick catch up.
She's
desperate woman.
With bated breath.
Got it. Desperate 28-year-old. Got it.
Recently married Jeremy. We connect, we communicate, understand, love everything about each other.
Okay.
My only issue is Jeremy has an obsession / fetish with women smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
He fantasizes about me smoking all day, every day. I don't smoke. I did for 9 years, but quit 5 years ago. I hated smoking. The smell, the waste of money, the example I was sending for my kids, the health problems. Smoking has killed some of my relatives and Jeremy knows it, but every day he keeps begging me to start up again. Why won't he just let me quit? I bawled my eyes out in front of him telling him how much I don't want to do it. Yada, yada, yada. I feel this is going to end our marriage. Lost and hurt in New England. Tell her something to do, Cliff.
Tell me something good. Good.
It's a long letter.
It was a long letter. I need a cigarette after that letter. Kendall, I would say smoke them if you got them. Some people just need to get divorced.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
There you go. Hope it helped. Okay. Your turn.
You're either smoke or you don't smoke. Smoke something that looks like it. Smoke those candy cigarettes.
There you go. Oh, that was what I was thinking when I read it. Like, why don't they have fake cigarettes? Then he gets his Jones in.
Does this woman, has she ever looked online for anything?
We really helped her. Go to
fake cigarettes.
Halloweenstore.com.
Alright, here's a letter. Thank you. I'm going to read it now.
Okay.
Alright. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'd like your opinion about something that's bothering me. I live in a senior housing complex in Busheltown, and most of the residents are women, but some are men too. One of the men sits on his living room couch, Cliff and Kendall, with only his jockey shorts
on. Oh,
no. He leaves his door wide open when he does it, and he seems not to care who sees him while walking by his apartment. Some folks here believe it should be ignored and just nobody should look. People can do whatever they want when the door's closed, but when it's open, it's my biz. What do you think? By the way, he's in his 80s, and that sign befuddled in a Beefushel Town.
Well, I mean, what can you do?
Close the damn door!
I mean, how are you going to make him close the door?
You walk up and pull it closed if you see it happen.
Well, there you go. Just go ahead and pull it closed yourself.
Say, hey.
Every time it's open.
You pervert.
If he's 80s, he can't move that fast.
Right.
So there you go. Problem solved.
I can't believe I solved both problems.
Well, you didn't give me a chance to solve the other.
Did I not?
No, I was thinking through it.
He's still thinking, folks. Give him a minute.
I need 20 more minutes.
Boxer, he's doing push-ups against the booth. I hope it's not disturbing whatever it is you're doing in here.
No, Cliff loves it.
What do you mean I love it?
I'm trying to decipher this damn thing over here.
You're saying that he's saying that because the boxer's right outside the booth and its crotch keeps coming right
only
close
because you've been
over
staring
here.
At him.
I've not been staring at Kendall. This is bordering on hate crime. We've got to get. Listen. All right. I'm glad it's not disturbing. You guys are fine. Okay.
Keep it going. All right, Cliff.
It's time
for the game show that makes you wanna. No.
Sing, no.
No singing.
I always want to sing out loud.
I know you do, because you always do. But
me, me, mom, oh.
This is the game show that makes you feel dumb. Makes me feel dumb.
Kendall, you take the words right out of my mouth.
Words right out of my mouth. All right. I've got a question for you, Cliff. Whose life are the musicals Funny Girl and Funny Lady based on?
Oh, Kenny...
Wrong! I did not think you would lose that one.
No, I was just coming up with a new nickname for you. I'm going to call you Kenny from now on.
Okay.
Kenny, that was, of course, with a life so nice, they made a movie about it twice. Fanny Bryce.
That's right.
That's right.
That's all I got.
No, don't quit your day job, Kenny.
I'll do it twice.
All right, things you should know. All right, I don't like you so much calling you Kenny. I have to go back to Kendall.
But it adds some spice.
It added... Kendall.
Yes.
What animals' tails are used for playground swings on the Flintstones?
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say some country. I was like, I'm horrified.
No.
Brontosaurus.
No. Kendall, it was something a little more funky. A monkey.
I thought you said what dinosaur?
What animals?
Oh.
I know. I forgive you for thinking that.
I thought Flintstones and immediately went dinosaurs.
You're forgiven.
What was the first TV couple to share a bed on prime time?
Oh, was it... Well, was it... It was either the Flintstones or the Munsters.
No.
Who?
Neither.
Who?
Ozzie and Harriet.
No, they didn't share a bed.
What?
Kendall, I disagree. Get him on the line.
I'm calling Charles Lindbergh right now.
Call her. Kendall, while you're calling... I'm only saying that because I've seen a Brady Bunch special where Florence Henderson said, oh, I can't believe that the couple that beat Mike and Carol Brady to the air in the same bed was either the Flintstones or the Munsters, is what she said. Now, she might just have been dead wrong. What razor blade brand urged us to look sharp, feel sharp, and be sharp?
Gillette.
It's the best a man can get.
It's the only brand I know, so.
It's the only brand there is, so that makes that one really easy.
Look, how many noggins are in a pint?
Four.
Yes.
Duh. Kendall, what sitcom alien? Sorry. Kendall, what sitcom alien asked, why do they call it rush hour when nothing moves?
Alf.
Mort.
I'm kidding. I said Mort.
Mork, not Alf. I thought it was Alf, too.
No, I thought Robin Williams first. But I was saying Alf to be funny.
I never even checked the answer because I assumed Alf. Hands down.
And was it?
No, it was Mork.
Oh, you thought it was Alf always. I got you.
Listeners, are you following this?
No. Oh, one more for you.
All right.
What country has the highest per capita consumption of cheese?
Oh, France.
Yes.
Ooh la la.
Cheesy country.
Kendall, why is kid Silence. Why is he out there? Is he having a barrel attack?
What? Has he been around Mr. Tom Bottom too much?
Oh my god. What, guys,
what is happening?
What's going on?
Oh, dear, it's terrible. I had to call the match.
Oh no. What? Oh, terrible news.
Why is he having a barrel attack?
Oh my. Oh,
dear, it looks like I meant to mix him up a protein shake and I accidentally put in Mr. Tom Bottom's bowel medication.
Oh no.
Oh no. I thought it was supposed to stop you from having bowel attacks.
And now it's having a terrible effect on me, not having that serving day.
Well, I guess it makes sense. It's never stopped him.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Lord.
So many
everywhere. Bowels
erupting.
I gotta take a shower.
So, Kendra, what are we gonna do? Oh, the fight's been called. Listen, the show's over, right?
I guess we have to sell everything.
Move on to the next town.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna go see if we can get like a free tour of this factory.
Oh, let's see. You know, let's go around back. I bet there's some scraps out in the dumpster.
You are dead right. All right. With that, did you have a quote?
You are dead right. Now, why don't you just share yours?
Okay. Think what a better world it would be if we all, the whole world, had cookies and milk about 3 o'clock every afternoon and then lay down on our blankets for a nap.
Damn
straight.
That
was Barbara Jordan. I don't know who she is, but I love her.
I love her. I'm Kendall.
I'm Cliff.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Kendall, I'm going to beat you to that dumpster.
Oh, don't step through that, dear.
Dumpster time.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Good. Cookie.